Welcome to the Modern Jewish Girl podcast. I'm Jenna, lawyer by training, writer and teacher at heart. I was a secular girl from New York who happened to be Jewish. Then a trip to Israel changed everything as I discovered the depth and relevance of the Torah for the first time. I created this podcast to share deep, beautiful Torah wisdom in an accessible way and explore how we can integrate this timeless wisdom into our modern lives. As a wife and mother with my own personal and spiritual struggles, I know how hard it can be to show up every day with joy, faith, inner peace, strength, and clarity. I share bits and pieces of my own journey in hopes that it will help you on yours. I really want to thank you for listening. If you like what you hear, please give us a rating, a review, and share the show with family and friends. Okay, here we go. Hi, welcome back. I wanted to do a Hanukkah mini-sode. I always wanted to use that word, so I'm happy I finally have a chance to use it. I want to dedicate this mini-sode to the quick and easy success of Israel in this war and the immediate release of the remaining hostages. Hanukkah begins tonight, and we know that Hanukkah is the ultimate representation of light in the darkness. The Greeks tried to extinguish our light, the light of Torah, the light of God, the light of truth. They didn't let us practice our mitzvot. They weren't even trying to physically kill us. They were trying to kill, again, our spiritual light, what makes us special, our connection to God and His Torah. So this is part of why we display the menorah by the windowsill. And depending on where you live, sometimes people even light outside, because we have a mitzvah to publicize this miracle and to let the world know that the God of Israel lives, that He created a miracle for us in that time where this army of Torah, small army of Torah scholars defeated one of the greatest armies of the time. And when we went into the Beis HaMikdash and we went to kindle the menorah, we ran out of pure oil and we found one jug left, and it should have lasted for a day, and the oil burned for 8 days. So we're commemorating this miracle, these miracles that God did for us at that time, but we're also letting the world know that God continues to create miracles for us, that He is with us, that we're an eternal people, that our light is eternal, and we're not going anywhere. I got a call from a friend this past week, and she said, I live in an area that is mostly not Jewish, and I'm scared to light my menorah by the window. And we told her, do not be scared. You have to light your menorah by the window. That's the point of the mitzvah, is to publicize this miracle, to let people know that we're here. And in the merit of this mitzvah, I told her, you should be protected. We are seeing such a polarity now of light and darkness in the world of good and evil with this war between Israel and Hamas. And there's also a reality of light and darkness within us. Rabbi Nachman of Breslov speaks about this, and I want to spend a few minutes on it. Our minds, as we know, experience alternating realities of light and dark. If we have confusion and lack of knowledge, that's darkness. Even if it's daytime, we could be in a place of darkness depending on our thoughts. If we're filled with clarity and wisdom, we see the light, even if it's the middle of the night outside. So Rabbi Nachman says we must remove darkness and evil from our thoughts. How do we do this? He says evil and bad thoughts come to a person daily, and we must push them away consciously. And he says we can do this by diverting our minds to positive and productive thoughts, because we really can't hold two thoughts at the same time. It's true that multiple thoughts can come into our mind at once, but we decide what we're going to focus on, and that's the thought that's going to remain there. And he calls these negative thoughts the evil one, because it's coming from the side of the Yetzer Hara. You know, human beings were created with free will, and we have a Yetzer HaTov, the good inclination, and a Yetzer Hara, the bad inclination. So he says the evil one, the bad inclination, is a sly character. He knocks on our mind, we let him in, and then we banish him. He says if we continue to banish him, eventually he won't knock anymore. Rabbi Nassen, who was Rabbi Nachman's main Talmud, his main student, he goes so far to say that the battle between good and evil thoughts is the main reason for creation. What's very interesting is he compares the battle of the mind to the battle the Jews had with Amalek. Amalek was the nation that attacked the Jewish people when we came out of Egypt after we received the Torah, when we were in the desert. After all the miracles that we experienced and the other nations were trembling in fear of God, recognizing that there was a God and he had revealed himself, this nation, Amalek, had the chutzpah to come and try to attack us from behind, to attack the weak, the women and the children, the elderly of our people. Does this sound familiar? We spoke about this in the podcast I did with Cynthia about the war. He said Amalek would come stealthily from the rear, launching sneak attacks. So too, he says, Amalek, like this evil nation, this evil inclination, it's all the same thing, this darkness, infiltrates our minds, planting seeds of fear and doubt, atheism and immorality. And the Torah commands each Jew to remember the battle of Amalek and never forget it. We're commanded not to forget Amalek. And this is why, because we have to be aware that this force exists in the world, both externally and internally within us. What's so interesting is Amalek has the same numerical value as doubt, 240 in Hebrew. All of the doubt that pervades our minds, says Rabbi Nachman, all of our uncertainty in how to proceed in life, and especially in serving God, all of that stems from Amalek. All of that comes from a place of darkness. And we must constantly strive to control our thoughts. He says, where these doubts exist, we have to refocus our thoughts and pour out our hearts in prayer, asking God to wage his war with Amalek and destroy them. Meaning, we can't, this is what Hamas wants. Do we know for sure that they're Amalek? No, technically we don't. Amalek lived thousands of years ago, that nation, but they're the closest thing to Amalek that we have today. A nation that is hell-bent on trying to kill us, even to their own detriment, as we've spoken about. And what they want is to create fear in the Jewish people. They want to create doubt. They want us to abandon our heritage. They want us to die in every sense of the word. They want our light to be snuffed out. And if we allow in our inner world doubt and fear about our own Jewish identity, they're winning. You know, even just recently I was traveling and I didn't want to wear my scarf in the airport to cover my hair. I thought I had to wear a wig, and then, you know, I said, you know what, no, I'm wearing my scarf and I'm gonna be proud, and I'm not gonna be afraid to show people who I am and that I'm part of the Jewish people. We cannot let Hamas win. We cannot let evil win. We cannot let their seeds of doubt and fear take root and sprout within us. And this is why I told my friend, light your menorah by your window. Do not be afraid. It's not like she lives in Gaza, you know. She lives in America. She'll be okay, you know, God willing. Once we remove our evil thoughts, then we can let good thoughts sprout. And that creates so much positivity and light in the world, because our thoughts are the root of our emotions and our actions. So Rabbi Nachman explains that God created the world in a vacated space, meaning God's everywhere. So he had to kind of like restrict himself, so to speak, to create a vacuum of free will. And Rabbi Nachman says, our mind is like that vacated space. It's the root of our heart and actions, and that it is where we execute our free will in the mind. He says, thinking evil thoughts creates evil within oneself, and thinking good thoughts creates a good creation, a good pure heart where godliness can be revealed. He says, we have to overcome our evil thoughts, and we can by thinking positive thoughts, by concentrating on good thoughts, and constantly thinking of ways to come closer to God. Through this process, we're in a sense recreating creation itself. And all of us can do this. This is why, partly why I wanted to share this now for Hanukkah, because we're coming into a holiday that's all about having light in the darkness, being the light, spreading the light. And especially now with everything going on with Israel, we can feel so helpless. But all of us have minds and hearts. All of us have free will. And all of us can at least control our inner world, or at least try to. It's not easy. It's a process. It takes time. But being conscious is the first step. that there is this battle within us, within every person, and we have to be really conscious about what thoughts we choose to dwell on and which thoughts we allow to kind of take root in our minds, because they do have real world ramifications. I think it's unbelievable that he's saying that through our positive thoughts, we literally recreate creation. Like, we're creating positive outcomes in the world. He says, remember, even if we're overwhelmed by evil thoughts, even though we've tried many times to run away from the bad ideas that converge upon us, we always have the power to overcome them, because each day is a new creation. And we've spoken about this. This is another idea from Breslov, that every moment is a new creation. Every moment. Okay, so 5 minutes ago, I was in a place of darkness in my mind. But I don't have to be now. So what, 5 minutes ago? It's totally irrelevant. Every moment we make a new decision of how we want to be in this world. So every day, each of us has the ability to create new worlds. It's an unbelievable thing. Each day is unique. It has something new and fresh and different that was never before. And he says, remember, we can always turn to God for help. This is I think this is often very overlooked. Like, God set it up this way and he creates lack, so we'll turn to him. When we're struggling in our zone of free will, we can turn to him and say, help me to overcome my negative thoughts of fear and doubt. Help me to have strong faith in you and to have positive thoughts. We can pray for that. So this internal avoda, this internal work, is one that we can and must do. I want to share a story of something that just happened to me that really, I think, drives this point home that we're making. So I have a very close friend and mentor and teacher who lives in Israel, and she's really on the front lines of helping. And God willing, I'm going to have her on the podcast because the work she's doing is unbelievable. And she's telling me that in the weeks following the October 7th attack, young mommies that she knows in the community who have little children kept approaching her and saying, I feel like I'm not doing enough for the war. I feel like I'm not doing anything. I'm just, you know, with my baby and just feeling very helpless and very down that they're not doing anything. This was their state of mind. And it's understandable. I felt this way too. And I still feel this way sometimes, if I'm being honest. And she said to me with tears in her eyes, she said to me, they think just being a mommy is doing nothing. Just being a mommy, she said, when you feed your child, you are feeding the next generation of Talmidei Chachamim, of Torah scholars and righteous women. When you dress your child, when you take care of your child, when you're kind and loving to your child, you are raising the next generation of our people. This is what we're fighting for. It's the most important job. Because of the work she does, it's very hands-on, helping the displaced families that have come to her neighborhood, helping army bases. She said she specifically did not post about the work she was doing to the young mommy chat that she was a part of. She's an older mommy, but she's part of this young mommy chat. She specifically did not post because she said that's not their job right now. Their job is to focus on their kids. And she said, nevertheless, even with that, even with the jobs that they have, all night long, this group is saying Tehillim for the soldiers while they're feeding their babies in the middle of the night. But when she said to me that feeding our children is feeding the next generation of Torah scholars and righteous women, it woke me up out of such a darkness, because I was in such a negative headspace of thinking, I have to go to the market, make dinner, not wanting to do it, feeling like it's so mundane. And what am I doing for Israel? I'm not doing enough. I mean, this was the recording going on and on in my head. The market, I'm not doing enough. And all of a sudden it was like, I just jolted out of it. Like, whoa, this is my service now. My service is investing in these little girls that I have the merit of taking care of. This is who God put me in charge of to raise. I'm helping build our nation. I'm helping build the next generation. It's not mundane. the Jewish women know, we've always known that our job is to elevate the physical to the spiritual. That is who we are as Jewish women. Everything we do in the home, we are elevating the mundane into the most lofty task with our kavanah, with this holy intention. I realize the work I'm doing is holy. And this is me helping Israel. Of course, I still try to say my Tehillim and I try to do what I can. But this is my service now. And far from doing nothing, I'm doing an essential service. So I wanted to share this example as a way to totally shift our inner world when there's a battle of good and evil thoughts, and really being able to just switch gears internally, and how it can totally affect your reality and the people around you. I mean, it was such a drastic change when I had this shift in terms of how I went about making dinner and serving dinner and cleaning up from dinner. Completely different. So this is how we're going to be a light unto the world. We're going to be a light through lighting up ourselves from within. Lighting ourselves up from within and shining outward. I want to share a poem. There's a book that recently came out called Scrolls of Poetry by Sippy Schechter. And it's really beautiful. It's poems that she wrote based on the weekly Parsha and inner growth and the holidays. So I want to read the poem that she wrote about Hanukkah. When you wanted to create a special light that would permeate the dark, you breathed into man and lit a candle deep within him. It is the purest, holiest spark, radiating from the source, beaming with goodness, godliness. It is his eternal life force, shining meaning and purpose into every moment. With this tiny, huge, yearning, burning flame, he hopes, he prays to live by your word, and infuse life and love into your people and illuminate your world. Wishing you a healthy and happy Hanukkah. We should merit to have miracles, personal miracles and national miracles. Chag Sameach. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe, share, rate, and review. I really appreciate it. Have a great day.